Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, today the EU Parliament voted in favour of the Right to Repair Directive aimed at improving consumer access to repair services in order to reduce waste. It could save you a little bit of money as well. I'm joined by Adrian Weckler, who's technology editor at the Irish Independent. You're very welcome, Adrian. What is this? What will it do?
Well, it does a couple of things. First of all, the right to repair essentially means that the manufacturers of goods like washing machines, vacuum cleaners, smartphones, tablets, all kinds of electronic stuff, homewares basically, will now have to offer to repair goods even if they are outside the warranty period, like in some cases up to 5 or 10 years after the warranty period. And this is part of a sustainability drive. It's an attempt to make us keep our gadgets and our things longer, don't throw them out, encourage manufacturers to make things that are more repairable, produce cheaper spare parts, and let different types of professionals fix them. So not just some approved warranty specialist. You can go to any shop, you know, on any street, and they'll be allowed to do it for you
and
legally without
breaking
your warranty.
Is this for phones and Hoovers and gadgets, as you describe them, let's say, or is it for everything?
Well, there's a list that's still being built out, but those things that you mentioned will be included. And the phones one is a big deal for a couple of reasons. First of all, anyone who has like a fancy iPhone, for example, will have seen that if the screen cracks on it, sometimes it, you know, it costs €400, €500, €600 to replace that. This will probably wipe out those premium costs. It should only cost, you know, €100, maybe €50 to fix those things, and by anyone as well, by any approved professional repair person, and not just a particular track that's approved by the manufacturer like Apple, which might set you back more time and more money.
Will it then wipe out technology companies building an obsolescence into the phone or a gadget or whatever, or will that still continue?
If you believe that, I've always been a little skeptical about that idea that things are built for obsolescence. Maybe it does exist, and maybe there's an element of that to the design. But certainly, if whatever element of that is there, will be weakened an awful lot by this, because essentially what the EU is saying, and this is passed by the European Parliament, has to go to Council, and then after that becomes law. What the EU is saying is, from now on, the stuff that you sell to normal people in shops has to be repairable, and therefore you may as well make it to a level that can last for several years.
It has to be repaired either for free or for a reasonable price. So maybe if you're cynical, you might argue that this could be another revenue stream for companies.
Well, it could be, I suppose, not for some of the companies we mentioned like Apple, because they tend to take charge of the entire repair process. They say it's for quality control reasons, and they mix all sorts of software additions into that. But in fact, what they do is they usually charge a serious premium to that, and that's a serious revenue stream for them. So they will end up probably losing money on this.
Okay, let's see what people think of this. 51551. But Adrian Weckler, thank you very much indeed for that.